with all that right now. All right, I gotta just find it over here. See, Jim, it's not as polished when I do it here. But let me I just gotta get the feed and bring it over to Good Morning Gloucester, and then I can hop on the other side. Oh, we're live. All right. Good morning, Gloucester. It's GloucesterCast 445. I am now in the process of bringing the feed to Good Morning Gloucester. We have our Bo. Is Bo gonna poop on the?
He might poop. Yeah. The
Chris McCarthy's replacement. We have official dog of Good Morning Gloucester, Bo, with us.
At your feet, so be careful.
At my feet, Bo has a toe fetish too.
Yeah. Oh, I did not know this.
All right, I'm gonna publish. I'm publishing this. I'm gonna close this, and then I'm gonna hop on the other side of the desk. Who's got that thing on? Who's got
that noise on? I turned it off.
I was gonna share it.
Hi, Bo.
All right, I can go over there. And this is where Pat Dalpiaz takes over. Oh, let me get to the chat. Let's see if anybody's on there. Oh, wow, we got a bunch of people already. All right.
That's because
Kurt Rowe was here.
You want your notes?
I got my notes. All right. Right off the bat, we're gonna get started with our promotion thing. We have three gifts today. For anyone that shares it, anybody in this room is eligible. If you share it and you type shared on the Facebook page, I'm talking to you, just hit that button, say shared, and then type in shared. We have three prizes, and we have a Lose It water bottle. We have a book by Carol Perry. Do you know Carol Perry, Pete Mondello's mother-in-law?
She lived in Florida.
Yeah. Yes. She wrote a book, and she donated one. Murder Take Two. It just came out. You can look for that. And we have this really nice, high-quality notepad from Lose It Journal. Would you call that a journal, Paul?
Journal.
That's a journal, right? So if you share it, we're going to put a number next to your name, and we're going to use the random number generator about two-thirds of the way through the podcast and pick names. The first name that we pick will get the first choice of the prizes, the second, and the third. And if the people don't, if you respond, the person that gets picked first responds, the first people that respond get the choices. Is that how we did it last week, Pat?
Yes, that's how we did it. We already have a special hello to Jim Capillo from Robert Annette Spanks from Florida.
Out of Florida.
From the Moultons in the Villages, Florida. Funny.
Is that
the
real name or is that a porn name?
This is a Sunday joke.
No, it's Spanks. You said Spanks. I got to do introductions. Pat Dalpiaz is manning the camera,
keyboard.
The keyboard. So if you have, we love questions. So if you have questions, say hi, check in, and she'll give you a shout out. And if you have any questions, we'll try to answer them. We have Paul Horowitz with us.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Become a regular. We love, and Paul. Elevates the intelligence level by like about 200 points. That's why we have him.
Now we're at 200.
We go from, Paul brought us from here to like IQ level. Connor McCarthy and GM's official GMG dog, Bo, are with us.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Is Come on, Bo. Bring Bo's face right to the camera right now.
How's
that look?
Just put his face.
Whoa, that's perfect. Yeah. I think I got wet.
Bo likes to lick. He's a toe guy.
Like his owner.
We have Jim Capillo from K Bear Media Productions.
Why Gloucester?
Lisa Smith is going to join us in a while, but Jim Capillo.
She's ready when we are.
Okay, we'll bring her on when I'm ready. My name is Joey Shimitar, your host. The Coach Raptor is with us.
Good morning.
Hey, Turk, you got the cup going on.
Oh, come on.
Put your head on right, will you?
Look at that.
All
right. I'm going to make a bunch of those and put them on the blog. With the sticker. Super fan of the week, Paul Ryan O'Brien, who is gracing us with her presence this week.
Hello, everyone.
And we shamed Paul at a comment because
we did.
It was Pat's birthday week. Pat Pat's birthday week. And she did this sappy post about how I'll always be there for you.
She did. It was pretty. Yeah, it was a three hanky post.
Yeah. And when I asked her to come to be part of Pat's birthday celebration, she says, "Well, I don't know. I have a lot of things going on." And I said, "Well, I could not, according to your sappy Facebook post." And said, "I'll always be there for you."
That was for Pat, not for you. Did you need that one?
Oh,
thank you, Nicole. Dear Joey, I'll always be here for you.
We have Jim Dalpiaz with us, fresh off of his absolute tremendous performance on K-Band Live, doing the field hockey. His commentary. I've never watched field hockey in my entire life. I watched it. I was intrigued.
So this was the best one you've ever watched.
Now pressure.
You can say a little bit about my camera.
Your camera was outstanding.
I thought so.
It was much better than the one the day before where they were filming portrait mode.
We don't talk about that. No.
Yeah, and I like how you zoom in on the action. Smooth, fluid.
Oh, my God.
Very good. I feel good now.
No, it's worth getting up this morning,
Jerry. It was fantastic. So, Pat, did we sing happy birthday to Pat last week?
No, we're going to do it right here.
We're going to sing happy birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Pat
and Joey next week.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Way to start a morning.
Pat has had.
Wow, that's heavy. It's heavy.
Well, compared to anything compared to Jimmy's peanut is considered.
Oh, what?
You have somebody.
Okay. We're going to take care of business here.
Okay.
Pat, I want you to give a rundown of the people that have checked in.
Okay. We have this morning quite a crew already. A lot of familiar names, some new names. Oh, he did this to me so that I was going to mess the names up again.
Yes, it's the names.
All right. Oh, boy. So we have Joy Foot. That one I can do. Joanne Wood. Wayne Moulton. Kate is on board with us. Pat Chimitaro is on board with us.
Mom. Hi, Mom.
Robert Annette Spanks. The Moultons from Florida.
They're from Bolasco originally.
Okay, nice. Amanda Louise Nichols. Good morning. Brenda Grimes Davis is with us. Amanda really likes Bo.
You've got a fan.
Mike Favaza. Good morning, Mike, from North Carolina. Pauline's is on board with us. Hi, Pauline. Taking a break from construction, must be. Mary Chula, if I'm remembering the right pronunciation from a previous podcast. I'm sorry, Mary, if I messed it up again.
Chula?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Maybe.
Okay. Say it again.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Ann Mondello Capillo says good morning.
That would be my personal.
That's your personal.
Yeah.
Okay. Ed Collard is with us, and he's one of the people, one of the five people so far who have shared the podcast. Good morning, Ed. Nice to have you on board again. And we also have Lois Ann Whitmarsh Hamilton. Thank you, Lois, for the nice words. Michael Bertolino is with us again. Thank you, Mike, for joining us. Andrew R. Weiner. This is awesome. I'm actually working up in Gloucester, and this just came up on my Facebook. So
Andrew,
welcome, Andrew.
His parents owned Sterling Drug. I believe this is his parents.
Okay.
You may confirm that. Sterling Drugs, where Kate Van, is it Bank Gloucester? Okay.
Brenda Shockey Leahy's on board. Good morning, Brenda.
Joe,
so we have quite a few.
This would be a perfect time. Here is the brand new sticker. Joe, you want to talk about that sticker?
The sticker is die cut. We had it made with help from our friend Manny Simos, helped pay for him. And there's not, we didn't make a ton of them because they were so expensive.
Right.
But if you send a self-addressed stamped envelope to 95 East Main Street, we will return one of these stickers to you.
And I have one here, Joey. It's from Tom Kane in Rockport. And he has a sticky note to it. It says, thanks for the great blog. I appreciate, and I will appreciate the new bumper sticker. Thanks again, Tom. So we're putting it in, and we're going to be mailing it out
today. Thanks, Jim. We got that going for us. Paul Ryan O'Brien, let's start with you. You have been a fan of the blog for quite some time.
Yeah, since the beginning, just about.
Yeah.
I think.
And
I actually have one of the original Good Morning Gloucester stickers still. The
ones,
black and white,
the black and white
that were long.
The
yeah, they didn't have
font.
The bird on it. Yep. Yep.
Which is appropriate, actually.
Yeah.
Pirate font.
Very appropriate.
How, if you're from like the sticks of New York, what attracted you? How did you find Good Morning Gloucester?
Well, my dad grew up in Gloucester. His family, you know, my dad's family is from here. And so we visited when we were kids. I think anybody that has ever been in Gloucester would love Gloucester. I don't, you know,
right.
You don't even have to have ever been here to look at some of the pictures. It's gorgeous here. And so I feel like I'm home when I'm here, and I've never lived here. It's a strange thing, but when I come, it feels like I'm home. So I just love it here. There isn't anything I don't like about here. Even the smell of downstairs, I don't know. She did take a note of that when we walked
did.
In.
It smells like money.
It does.
Connor McCarthy, the odds, so the odds were not in favor. Yeah, they were 50. What did we decide? It was under the line?
I think it was, plus 150. I'd show up.
Plug with
had
what?
Seven alarms going.
So the Vegas odds makers put him at plus 150. You bet 100 to win 150 if he showed up on time. And he came through.
Yeah.
I don't think he's been to bed yet.
All the pluses.
I'm saying it's all because of his responsible girlfriend that went to Clemson.
Yeah, she did set the alarms. I did not. That's great. And I thought the pluses were all coming together. Tampa Bay last night, they won the last inning. I'm not sure if you saw it. They're like plus 1,000. Yeah.
Were they plus 1,000?
They were at the last inning, live odds. They're plus 1,000.
Oh, the last live odds.
Yeah.
What were they to begin the game? Do you know?
I don't know.
I'm curious what they were.
Yeah, what a game though.
I love the hat. I really like the hat. What's Live Lucky? Is that a brand? Is it a brand? What do they represent?
It's honestly, it's a good question. It's Black Clover, established in 2008, U.S. patent pending. I think I got it at a golf course, and we thought it was pretty cool, but it doesn't have the logo.
Oh, okay.
Maybe this was at a Topgolf in D.C. Yeah, maybe a Topgolf.
I can't believe they don't have Topgolf in Massachusetts yet.
They should. Yeah, I mean, it's I guess there's reasons not to have it, because then you have people hitting over the net, and then houses get ruined and cars get cracked.
Yeah, but there's places that have big open fields that you can have it.
Good point. Yeah, like Richardson's.
And Top Golf is the – explain to some people who may not know what it is.
Like a virtual plus updated golf range where you can – it's like a bar, a restaurant – and there's all lights out there that you can be there at nights.
Levels too, so people are teeing off from the front.
At the,
yeah, and it's been in some movies. Was it in Something About Mary?
Yeah, you know what? I think
some time ago.
Yeah,
a couple different movies.
That's a good one.
So Pat Dalpiaz and my wife both volunteered to check in people at the live election voting.
Yes. Yes, we did. There were live election voting. Early voting is happening at Gloucester City Hall for the next several days. I'm going to put a link in here with additional information about the dates and times till Friday. You can early vote. What I thought might be helpful for people to know is that when you come to City Hall for no matter what reason to vote or to see the city clerk or to pay taxes or whatever you need at City Hall, you need to check into the building because of the COVID protocols. And that's what I'm helping with, because some of the numbers of people trying to get in to vote was getting overwhelming. So just to try to speed that up a little bit by checking people into City Hall. We are not poll workers, despite what Joey is advertising about poll working. We can help direct you with regards to questions about the election, but the election is upstairs in the auditorium. I've been meeting a lot of nice people. It's been so much fun. I'll be there on Monday and Tuesday morning as well. So if you come through, please say hello, because I hear names and it's nice to match some of the names to some of the faces, especially to when I see them on here on the blog scroll.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So Fatia, every day she posts her phenomenal meals that she's making for everybody.
Yeah.
Does she tune up the people that are checking in the people?
Well, place? I was blessed with a cupcake on my birthday. Okay. So she's right
that's
on top
Fatia's
of
song. And that was some
on top of that.
She's got
yeah.
a voice.
Yes. Yeah. So but no, I haven't seen any eggplant beef stew
or sugar.
But that's okay. That's all right. Because I go in at 8:30 in the morning, so a little early for me for that.
Especially
but.
When you're going in there all hungover.
Yes, especially then. Yeah.
Still drunk.
But yes, there's two receptacles to deposit early absentee ballots in out in front of City Hall on the Warren Street side. So you.
How does that work now? No, did you have to order the absentee ballot?
Yes.
So how does the process go for that?
I'm not a poll worker and cannot answer that question.
So every voter should have gotten something back before the primaries that said you could elect to ask for a ballot for the primary and then for the general election, and then it sent it back to the Secretary of State's office, and then each city or town then sent out the ballots.
Okay.
And there's those two boxes right beside the. Right beside the Warren Street entrance, and they collect them every day.
And they're coming in fast and furious, and people are coming to vote early, so it's great.
Yeah. We've had a great, I've got six grandkids, and four of them are old enough to vote. Three of them for the first time this year. And one of them ran down to his town clerk's office on his 18th birthday, signed on the line. And this past week, they've been all sharing pictures of themselves with their ballots. Yeah. So it's really cool. The kids, you think the kids care, but here are four kids in four different corners of the country. And
I was
going to
say,
all
those kids are all over the place.
And they're
too.
All,
like they're
yeah,
all
and, the, and two of them were at college. They're in college in different states from where they live. And they thought long and hard about where to vote. Where would their vote count the most? Whether in the state with the college or in the state where they live. But yeah. I really was really proud of them that they
because that vote here doesn't necessarily going to swing anything, but a vote in a swing state would.
So my grandson in Maine, they're actually both of them up there, because there's a very close Senate race up there. So they were. What do I do?
That's very interesting. Let's get to Jim Capel.
Oh boy,
is Lisa Smith there waiting in the wings?
She is.
All right, you should. I'll wait for you to stop typing.
I can.
Can you?
She's a multitasker.
Is she paying attention? Because
she's,
you might.
Yes, she's here. She's waving at us, so I'm gonna bring her in.
You do the side by side.
There you go. Yep. She is. Yep. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you?
Nice.
We are well. Yes, perfect timing.
So Jim Capillo and Lisa Smith have created a venture called K-Band Media Productions.
Correct.
Yeah. Jim, longtime staple at K-Band TV when K-Band TV was K-Band TV. Lisa as well.
Yep.
How many years in the broadcasting business?
Oh. My first job professionally was at Channel 10 in Rhode Island, and I shot and edited news in 1983.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've been around a while.
37 years.
Yeah, I've been around a while. Yeah.
What prompted you to start? Why don't you explain what K-Band Media Productions is, and then I'm going to let you explain what it is, and I'm going to let Lisa talk about what are some of the things that you do.
Okay. We basically came together. I knew Lisa for many years, and we brought our skills and the technology together to create K-Band Media Productions, because it's a niche we can fill in with the businesses and the nonprofits, and media itself has invaded almost every business, and I mean, it goes from individuals right up to the highest corporate, and media is everywhere. This, here we are today. So we're taking that and doing it at a higher level so people that want the polished stuff can get it at an affordable price. Right now it's only Lisa and I, Lisa and me, whatever it is. So we're concentrating on getting going. I mean, we both, and she's extremely talented in the production end. We've all won awards for years and years and years, and it's just like a natural fit, Lisa and I.
Yeah. Lisa, want to take it from there as far as what more specifically what type of work you and how can people can get a hold of you to hire you to do some production for them?
All right, so it's very new, this whole thing, you know, like the last 2 weeks or so. Jim thought it would be a great idea for us to have a production company. I recently made a fundraiser video, and Jim actually helped me out with one part of that, and it came out very well. I hear from people, and so Jim thought let's make a production company together. So we did, and it's called K-Band Media Production. So it's more Jim's brainchild here, and I'm along for the ride, and. Like you said, we both have a lot of experience and we get along very well together. And so there are people who are going to need media, who are going to need video needs because of, you know, what's going on right now. And a lot of things are online. So we could enhance their, you know, maybe you have some kind of Zoom production. We could help you with that. You know, we could help with other kinds of video production. And you know, make something for you. And to get you could go to our website to get in touch with us. It's K-Band Media Production, and Jim has the phone number. I don't have it off the top of my head right now.
Production, not with an S.
Productions.
Yeah. Productions. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So dot com. So I'm gonna have Pat.
I'm put that putting the link in there right now.
It's dot GoDaddy's.
Yeah. Got it.
Also,
oh, thank you.
Just no, because we're doing things on a tight budget right now. So
we'll there we go. I've just put the link up in case anybody's interested
did
in that.
Did you put GoDaddy.com?
I can put the link up.
I see the link right there.
Don't get yourself in trouble.
The question I asked was, did you add the .GoDaddy.com?
No, I searched the internet for K-Band Media Productions, and up came kbandmediaproductions.gooddaddysites.com/camp.
Okay, good. Okay.
And it's on the link.
All right. Yeah, I thought you just typed it in, that's why.
It's not my first rodeo.
Boy, she's older, so watch out.
Yeah, I'll get out of the way so you have a better shot.
The dog's licking my toes. I'm a little distracted.
Her evil eye. Is penetrating.
Is there anything for him to eat back here that he should
be? Yeah, your toes.
More than likely.
He's been eating things right.
Okay, all right.
Hey, getting back, Jim, you said some of your awards. I don't want to put you on the spot here, yep. But what some of the awards you got? And Lisa, I want to hear some of your awards.
A bunch of Telly Awards, which is the national award. Tons of local cable awards. I mean, after 40 years, you gather a lot of stuff.
Yeah, on what basic? Do you remember one topic that you did that you won the award? You really?
Oh, we've done sports, anything, corporate productions. You can pick out anything. That's something where you take something you thought you did really well and you submit it, and it's judged by your peers, and then you either win or lose. So that's pretty cool.
We won one with Joey in it. Joey was in one that won about the lobster trap Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
I remember you came out. You were really sick that day. You're like, oh, Lisa, I don't feel good. Out there, and you were a real trooper, and you like got all jolly, and you're like, oh, you know, you talked about the lobster traps and what a great town we have with all the fishermen that donate their traps. That's their livelihood, and so that one won first place in a big category.
Yeah,
so it was a huge jolly.
I work with winners. I think it's really cool too. Another thing that you're doing, the nonprofit side of it, is KPN Live.
KPN Live,
which is a Facebook group. If you haven't, make sure that there's a link so people can sign up and follow them there. But KPN Live, you're donating an incredible amount of time to cover the sporting events mainly, but other stuff too, community stuff too. And they broadcasted them, and they brought our friend Jimmy Dalpiaz on to work with Lisa Olson on the broadcast for field hockey, and the broadcast was riveting.
Yeah.
And the camera work was fantastic.
Outstanding.
No, but I've been watching the soccer matches because like if we get a little break down the dock here, I turn it on. It's good. They're good matches.
We also did the Wausau High graduation this past year because it was so restricted.
Mm.
And the principal asked us if we could do it, and we brought our stuff down there. And there was over 1,000 people watching all at once.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it.
Well, all those families and everything that weren't able to enjoy it. That's awesome.
Some of the kids already had gone on to college, and they were watching. Exactly. I mean, it was an amazing response, and I was totally blown away when I saw all those people that were watching.
Yeah, that's actually been very cool that for families, you know, that you know how many people can get in the car and go to somebody's graduation, but you can watch it all over the planet, you know.
Right, exactly.
Well, it's also a lot better because, like, usually graduations are a nice, beautiful day, and it's a big pain in the ass. You got to go travel to the thing and sit in the heat in the field. This way, here, you can just kind of. Do like the kids do on the Zooms. They put a picture of their face in front of the thing like they're actually watching it.
And Grandma was there. Yeah, so
didn't miss a thing.
And it was canceled once because of weather. Started moving. Still had that many.
Well, some of our big hitters from last year were the hockey, ice hockey, and football.
Mm.
I mean, we had people watching from the furthest away. We had one in New Mexico, and believe it or not, a relative – one of the kids in Ireland was a regular watcher. I mean, and I'm looking at the screen saying, I can't believe this. This is like having, like we talked before, our own world network. People, there's no limit, really. I mean, people can look from anywhere.
That's how it works,
I think.
How many the world wide web?
Field hockey, we had how many shares? You were like...
Oh, yeah, it was...
Within the first hour.
There was a bunch. I mean, I had to shut the comment section off because I was getting distracted.
Hmm.
Wow.
So if you see the camera going off, it was me looking down to pat myself on the back.
What's been great is that he gives me Brian LaFotte. We have to give a shout out to Brian LaFotte.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brian LaFotte has been like integral. Brian, as far as social media and then being an athletic director, he is top notch because he gets the information out to people ahead of time when these games are going to be on. And then we get the schedule from Jim. We're kind of the conduit because we already have this enormous audience. So Jim does the production. Brian gives him the information on when the things are. Jim and Lisa and Lisa Olson and your team,
Phil
and Phil, put together these great shows. And we have the platform that's so already established. To build a platform up from ground up is. It takes years and years to get to like someplace where we're doing. So it's one of these things where all the hands make light work of it, you know, and we're really happy to have that content for the blog. It's fantastic for us.
Mm-hmm.
And all we have to do is embed it. So it's fantastic.
What's that old saying? A rising tide raises all boats.
That's right.
That's right. So have you gotten some hits, Jim, on the camp? Because I know it's been out
about
a week or two.
Yes.
I'm sure you have.
It has. I was surprised that it's been that that good, but it might have been the tie-in between Joey and my own site. And, you know, it's hard to tell where everything comes from, but, you know, it's, and it's not, I'm not into analytics as much as Lisa is. Lisa's very good at the SEO marketing and all that stuff. So she's going to be really, see Lisa, you're in charge of that. I'm the technical guy. I run the wires, all right?
It's a lot of work. So Jimmy was telling me, when you go to those games, you get a whole cart. You got to unload it, unpack all.
Yeah.
Huge.
And I want to thank Brian for getting the elevator at the stadium fixed. Because I was hauling that stuff up over the onto the press box up there every single time, killing myself. And now the elevator's fixed. I push the cart onto the elevator and up we go, and makes life so much easier.
Are you in the elements, or you, is there a couple?
I'm usually outside, but we have the announcer in press booth.
I just think it's a great service, because with situation the way that it is with COVID and all that, and people not being able to go to the games, it really, for the kids and for the families, it's mm-hmm. such a great service that you're providing. And then for you to put the schedule on Good Morning Gloucester, it makes it easy, because you can just pop right there and see it, and it's great. I'm not even from here, but I watch the games.
No, it's,
I love
it's great,
to listen
great,
to it.
Great,
I do.
It's good quality it programming.
Is.
It really
it is.
I was really surprised one day. My daughter does cross country, so I asked Jim, "Oh, do you want me to put something on KPN Live?" He's like, "Yeah, sure." So I'm used to doing productions. I was just out there with my phone, and it was only a couple minutes. I got the girls running and the boys running, and it had a lot of views. I was really surprised.
Yeah, amazing. Lisa, do you use a tripod for that, for your cell phone? Or did you do
it? Just happened to be going to the cross country meet in Danvers, and Jim said, "Well, just go ahead, do it." But I mean, I'm used to videography, so I was just really
steady handed,
and I gave a little commentary, and I'm kind of shy, but I did.
no one could tell by the coming earlier.
Did you watch it, Joey? Did you see it? Anyways, I don't know. I just got it out there so people could see it. It's great that Jim put that website up there for people to, show what's going on KPN. Besides sports, too, right, Jim? You have more than sports on.
That channel was originally designed by Colleen, another person that was hanging around the cable station. Oh. And she said, "Can you help me out with this?" You know, when I sort of fine-tune things, and it was designed so anyone can go on if you see an accident or fire or whatever. So it was news, sports, and events. And hasn't been used as much as I hoped it would, because people really have taken to watching the games and other stuff that's on there, which is okay. That's fine. And in that respect, it's really successful. I was hoping there'd be more participation, though.
Well, here's the thing. The thing of it is with the sports, you have an audience of parents and relatives and sports fanatics that are gonna, when they see the schedule ahead of time on a place like Good Morning Gloucester that has, you know, 30,000 to 50,000 people a day checking it out, you're gonna get hits.
Yeah.
But if they don't know about it ahead of time, then, like, to build up to, like, I think a lot of people think all you have to do is get a URL and build a website, and then and you flip a switch, and you're gonna have a 1,000 views a day. It just the amount of work to get Good Morning Gloucester where it was now, and how much placing that URL in front of people in the building phase was. I mean, to this day, I put in probably 3 or 4 hours a day into Good Morning Gloucester every single day, and that's like with 13 years now. Mm-hmm. So like, it doesn't happen overnight. It's like, it's a tremendous amount. So when you have access to be able to get on our channel, I mean, your production is phenomenal, but like when you have access, when you have that conduit, it's a symbiotic thing.
Right.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, it helps him, but it also helps me and us. But it's definitely, you know, if you had another, so say you had something that wasn't sports, and you alerted us ahead of time, we're going to be broadcasting this, and we advertise it for you, you would get a tremendous amount of views on that. Pat, I want to take this time to do shout outs to people.
All righty. That's a great idea. I'm going to sneak a question in here that's come across. I'm thinking, Paul, I don't know, you might be able to address this. I don't know the answer.
No pressure. This means it must be something for like a. You have to have a high intelligence question coming through.
I just
checked
it already. I
mean,
know the question.
I just checked out.
We have a question from Michael about what happens to the absentee ballots after they get collected from the boxes. Do you know?
Yeah, they go to the city clerk's office keeps them.
Yes.
Then they, on election day, at least I know my wife was a town clerk in Dover years ago.
See, I knew you would know this.
And so what they would, when they'd have a slow period, they'd feed the ballot. They'd take a bunch of ballots and feed them into the machine.
Oh.
So
they get fed into the machine.
Yeah, so they get fed into the machine. It depends on whether you have paper ballots or machine ballots or whatever. But that's what they would do. So those would get voted through the day.
Okay.
And how many per day do they throw away?
Actually, they have to keep them. There's a whole specified period of time after the election.
Good lead in,
though. They have to keep them
in case there's challenges, whatever.
And there's a whole, I mean, the Secretary of State's office has a whole protocol on that.
So I requested an absentee ballot that I just got in the mail on Friday, and I was torn. I'm a really hard boss, and I can't always sneak away during the day to get to the mailing to the voting station. But so I have it, and I'm still torn about whether the convenience of dropping it in the ballot box at any hour is
right.
Is great, but I do worry a little. Yeah,
I got really torn by that because there hasn't been a single election in a gazillion years that I haven't gone down and stood in line and voted.
That's how I am.
What you do, and this time I said, just get it in.
I'm gonna miss the East Gloucester bake sale.
They always have
a tremendous bake sale. Yeah. But that's actually going to help me on my diet. So I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Okay.
Pat, give us some names.
Oh, sorry. Yep. Let's see. Well, Donna Arzoni just joined us. Ralph is with us.
Speaking of Donna Arzoni, did you like the present that I got you from Donna?
I did.
Explain what it is.
Donna has a new product, puzzles, that she's offering, and I received one from Joey. It's the flags on the new Magnolia Pier, and I got it out because Paula especially loves puzzles. So I started it up before Paula arrived, and she's doing the easy pieces and leaving me with all of the sky and water.
The sky, that's like
yeah,
yeah, right
yeah, yeah,
right,
yeah,
yeah.
But
it's
a very
the sky she gets to do. Yeah. I did the flags on the pier.
It's a very good quality puzzle. And the pictures are Donna's, which are always lovely. So, yeah. So, contact Donna. Can you let us know where we can find those? I think you can contact her directly. I will try.
She did a post recently.
I will find it.
If you do a search for her post.
I will find it.
If you go to Good Morning Gloucester and you type puzzle, her post will come up and you can order it right there.
Okay. I will do that. And she also has beautiful... beach towels.
Yeah.
They're really good quality beach towels.
They're really nice.
And other people who have joined us are Patty Cardi Wellbank.
Cardi B?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Yeah.
Does she have
your mom?
WAP?
Your mom's on board. Nina Testaverde. Good. I know. I'm trying.
That's an easy one.
That one I could get.
Yeah,
Carol Mondello is with us. Michael Berlino. Mary Coyle. And I'm not even going to. I'm sorry, Mary. I'm not going to try your last
spell
name.
Spell it.
Kwasizur. I think we mentioned Andrew. I think we mentioned Andrew Weiner, Judy Kavanaugh,
Boucher.
No, who gets Boucher out of that? I can't be expected to get that one. I get a pass on that one. I've determined it.
Okay.
Amanda Louise Nichols is another.
Oh, that's easy. That's
that one. I've
got that one.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
So we're
Brenda Grimes is a mother?
Yeah.
She was earlier. Yeah.
What about Joey Foote?
And
he was the first one. Okay.
Chris is on his way. But we do have Connor here. Ralph was commenting about.
And we have Bo.
And Bo, yes, yes. And you're welcome, Michael. I knew Paul would be able to help you.
She invited you.
What?
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
He's teething.
That's why he has a cat.
It's a vicious, she's vicious.
I wanted, so we'll do a quick thing about sharing it. So if if you share the podcast, we have three gifts.
You can get one of our guests.
You get one of our guests. We're raffling off Paul Ryan O'Brien.
Yes. Yes, good morning, Joey and Brenda. Thank you for sticking with us.
We have a journal from a really high quality journal. We have a Lose It water bottle. And we have from Carol J. Perry, Murder Take Two book. First, second, and third people, when we pull the names, so you have to share it on Facebook and type shared into the comment section, and you have a chance to win this.
We are up to 11.
You can take Lisa Smith off now.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa.
All right. Thanks, Joey. Thanks.
Yeah, Lisa. Oh, and then, she left us a little book.
I got you, Mary.
That's her right there. Mm-hmm. So the first person, first, second, and third, when we pick them, the first people to respond, we'll have the first pick.
Joey, 1 second before we go on. Jim, you wrote in your on your Facebook message, I think, in your group, that you may have a couple of announcements, surprise things, or you might want to share. You know, you got your listeners watching.
Yes, yeah, see, somebody paid attention.
I don't know.
Oh, all righty.
Okay.
Think.
You might have to have me back again at some point.
There we go.
Okay.
What is this? What are we talking about?
He posted a link teaser this morning on Facebook.
I'd rather have Lisa here.
Okay.
You know, since we just shit-canned her, and now you say that?
Well, that's part of the gig, you know? It's a teaspring mouth, you know?
Right. Tune in next time.
Next time.
Yeah. Well, Ralph thinks that Chris probably will donate his book, Sex for Dummies, for a new prize. But we're going to have to wait until he comes back because he's going to need it on his trip.
He's reading it
He's
going to
need it
plane.
On his trip, yeah.
Is Chris with us still?
No, I haven't seen him.
Because I was curious.
I don't think.
I was curious what the update on his weight loss was. Because last week it was 17 pounds.
17?
17. Mm-hmm. Do you know?
I use that 20. I don't know if he's rounded up.
He rounded it up.
I've lost 8 using the Lose It app. So I'm happy about that.
He's
trying to bite your hand.
He's playing with me.
On the channel point.
As soon as he gets a chance.
Students reached out to have like highlight reel videos. I feel like they would.
Yeah, I mean, when Max bought Nina Washer, students 1,000th point, we made a little 2 minute thing about the whole thing. He's used it in college, I guess, and you know, so all that stuff's available to use. Kids. I mean, and that's part of the deal to get that information out there for them. I mean, it's media that's been used everywhere. I mean, it's unbelievable, really.
You're doing a kind of project for them to get into colleges. And
yeah. We can put all that stuff together. It's very simple. It's not at all.
There.
And I keep everything. Everything's on the hard drive, so I can cherry pick that stuff out and send it to somebody if they want it.
That's awesome. ESPN top 10 sounds good.
Yeah. Well, it's like I told Jim. I know we're not ESPN, but we can always strive to be.
You stop encouraging.
Such a quiet dog.
So funny. Was having sex.
You can't have sex. Funny enough, French bulldog supposedly can't inbreed with another French bulldog. They can. Sexual animals and other dogs, but not another French bulldog.
So how do you get a French bulldog?
Yeah, so how does
it's
that
all,
happen?
It's all inseminated.
What?
Yeah.
Well, we should have led with that topic.
Yeah, we should have. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
That should have been.
Now, there's a career option.
I'm sorry, Bo.
If there's any vets that are listening in or viewers, I would love to hear their opinions.
They are. They our viewers, our listeners are enjoying the sound effects. Very much.
Rouse us hope. We don't want to have a situation
our
like that.
Our rating just changed.
No. Yes.
We don't want to have a situation like that newscast of it.
No, we do not want that.
On the Zoom thing.
No. We do not want
that. If it was just audio, they might.
And there we go. We have a winner. There's Bo dropping one right now.
Oh, oh, live on camera.
And you gotta be a good morning gloss first.
Actually, it's not, sadly. This is sadly not the first occasion
where the you can get under it. You
dog has pooped. Oh, now we're gonna get instructions about
how to clean up.
Yeah.
Poop.
Yeah.
You know, and you
viewers never
Charlie
know.
Just had this carpet shampoo.
I know, right? It's too bad. It's so clean.
No, use this. Use this. Get under it.
It was hung up on number 12 over here.
Oh,
no, that's,
nice.
That's as far as the cord's going.
That was good. That was good.
Oh, this is the mic.
Wow. We have a winner.
All right. You never know. You never know what the podcast is going to bring.
Oh, it's so stinks.
Oh.
Time to open the window.
Oh, my God.
Making Chris proud. Yes, Wayne, I would say. Yeah, back.
Open the window.
Yes, no,
oh, boy.
Open up one of those over there, too. Oh my goodness.
Oh, jeez.
Down.
So, right. We got a couple of things about French
Please.
Bulldogs.
Look at poor Bummer.
There's a reason they don't breed.
It will be disposed of properly, Michael.
It's okay, Bo.
I'm moving this for the premises.
Yes, thank you, Connor.
Look at poor Bo. Walk of shame.
Poor. Wow.
Best side of this is
what
the
if they feed that
out.
Dog?
Your arm.
I know.
We've now received 100 messages, mostly thanks to Bo, I think, this morning.
Woo! I can't get it out of my nose. My nose has a burn.
Go get a COVID test, too. We all said.
The dog is fucking 3 for 3, peeing and shitting in my premises.
Yeah.
Yes. It's got no self-control at all. This is why I'm a cat person. You guys all shit on me because I like the cat. And the dog comes and he poops all over. You know the first story when he came to my house for the first time, we're taping a homie cast. And it was the summer, so I was walking around barefoot in the house. And he did the fucking doogie right in the corner.
Nice and warm,
I missed
isn't it?
It walking by this much.
You didn't
if
get
I didn't,
between your toes.
Gone right through the toes.
Wayne says that's better than mailbox delivery.
Thank you, Wayne.
There
you.
We
Wayne
go.
The mailman. Okay.
I think Wayne was rude.
And we also have a variety of suggestions on how to get rid of the smell.
Okay.
Including Lysol and Febreze.
I think we got to light a match.
I think if you just bring some lobster guts up
and Paul Gamber Jr. says that's no commentary on the quality of the GMG podcast. Now you're some loyal listener.
I was hanging out with Paul yesterday. We were watching our daughters play soccer, and his daughter is a tremendous athlete.
Thank you, Paul.
Tremendous athlete. I asked Paul how they did with the flag football yesterday.
Okay.
Oh, did Bo get banished?
Taking
car?
Him back. Yeah, he got banished. I'm
oh,
take
it. Darn it.
He's already empty.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
Where is he going now?
I just put my foot on the car, so I'm going to leave with him.
Really?
Yeah, it's all right. I'll
You have the leash. Do you still have the leash?
Oh, it's over there. It's a good call. Yeah, he dropped one. So.
Poor Bo.
He put his deposit in. Now we have to,
I think he just. Connor just showed up, so he probably gave him the food with a lot of fiber.
Right before he came in.
My excuse to leave.
Dad would be proud.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, girlfriend, for waking you up on time.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. Vegas lost a ton of money.
I know. They did. but
on the betting the the money line
plus 150
plus
that was it.
Out big.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
Paul's reporting a 42-20 win.
Oh, is that so? Is
and
that
Eve, yeah. Elliot, McCants, don't leave Connor. Wait, this is for you, Connor.
Eve McCants.
It is astounding how much Connor sounds like Chris, which I would agree with.
But I have the hair, so
that's yeah.
Oh! Oh!
He's not listening in.
Wow. We thought that was my drop.
Yeah.
Ralph
yeah.
Is, that Ralph is filming it.
Yes.
Dude, I think Ralph is probably behind that comment.
Yes.
I saw him looking at the phone earlier, so he says Ralph is sending him.
Pat and Jimmy, Fox Creek Tavern, you guys went?
We went to Fox Creek Tavern for dinner last night with Paula.
Really good.
Another outstanding meal. They were very busy.
Here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Paula comes probably once every other month?
Yeah.
On average?
Yeah.
Six times. Last time you came here, you went to Fox Creek Tavern.
You're right about that. Yeah.
Mm.
So that speaks to, with all the other restaurants you have access to, you must really like Fox Creek Tavern.
I do really like him, but because I was only going to be here one night and it was a weekend night, Pat made reservations before I even got here for this one. Not that I wanted to go.
Yeah.
It wasn't an issue, but they do have really good food. Last night I tried a new dish, the Cajun chicken pasta.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yeah. I'm doing a post.
I don't know if anybody remembers at Joe's American Bar and Grill, they had they didn't call it that, but my cousin Larry Marcantonio and I used to get it all the time, and it was like Fusilli pasta, and they had like, it was like a creamy, what was the sauce like?
Was a creamy sauce, but it wasn't too heavy. It was a creamier
right.
sauce,
right.
like a almost like an Alfredo, but not as heavy as an Alfredo.
I bet you this recipe.
And this, it had,
and it was one of my favorite recipes.
It had homemade fettuccine. It was not.
I'm guessing.
It was so good.
I'm gonna have to.
It had roasted peppers in it.
Pictures coming in an upcoming post. Yeah. Pictures coming in an upcoming.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
no, that's okay. No, you're not. You're not ruining it.
Find a post for now. So Lillian, so I went yesterday. My daughter played in two soccer games, a 12:30 and a 4 o'clock game up in Hamilton. So I had like a 2 hour window in between the games where, you know, like, what do you do now? Do I drive back to Gloucester just to drive back? We got to get lunch anyway. We went to the Rusty Camp.
Which I've heard you like.
Is true.
I just heard to
the
grapevine.
But again, we got there at 2:30, which I figured would be a lull time, you know. And
I
would have
figured
no
the same thing, yeah.
In. The place was absolutely mobbed. Mobbed. And we ended up, but they have it set up, which is really nice. There's a line to get in. And then there's a line for takeout, so you can go up.
You could go order
and
take it.
You could order and take it out with you. So it took about 20 minutes to get the order. We ate in the car, which was just fine. I mean, I would have rather
sat down,
but that's I was happy that we didn't drive all the way up there,
right?
And not be able to eat. So I was happy about that. But yeah, they're killing it. They're crushing it up there.
Well, I mentioned that place because of the pictures that you had. I said, that looks like a place I want to go.
Lillian LaGrasso on Facebook yesterday posed a question, which I thought was very interesting because we always talk about local places. But her question, and I may have it wrong, but this is the gist of it, was what is your favorite upscale dining location outside of Cape Ann?
Oh, that's a good one.
Right. So, like, because we have a million in Gloucester that you can point to. And there was a lot of responses. I'm going to go around and ask everybody else what. So I kind of took Boston out of the equation because I kind of figured it was just like, you know, within a drive of Gloucester. Like, you know, you want to go to some place with your family or your significant other, like, but not necessarily in Gloucester, but not necessarily in Boston. That's the way I took it. So we're going to start with Jimmy Dalpiaz.
Whoops.
You have no faith in your husband. You have set the bar so low on your husband. He's such a beaten down man.
Yeah, you caught me on that one.
Okay, so friendly says closed. So.
Yeah. Are you ready, Jim, or do you want me to go to somewhere else?
I think I can start it. Hopefully it's in the right direction. We're talking about Essex. I can talk about Essex. Right?
Upscale. Yeah.
I like the two right now. I'm not remembering their names exactly, but opposite Woodman's.
Shays and
CK Pearl and Shays. I think they're very.
We're getting some handy responses here from others as well.
We'll read them off as soon as we go through. All around the
world. There, I did it.
You'll pay later.
Gosh, this is a hard one for me because I like so many places up here. I'm going to say the Fox Tavern because
interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's going to be on my next go-to list.
Jim, I like it.
Next time we have a little time. Nicole.
Yeah, I don't know. This is hard. I don't do a lot of upscale anything. We do Davio's a lot. We sit at the bar at Davio's up at Lynn Street, at Market Street in Linfield. But before you said that you were taking Boston off the equation, I was thinking further away. We used to always go, and I hope my mom was listening. I don't know if she is, but we used to go to the White Barn Inn up in Kennebunkport for special occasions. And if you haven't been up there, it's phenomenal. It's one of those, like, they come to your table and they put down with the gloves, you know, they put down your first course all at the same time, and then they come and they give you the sorbet to cleanse your palate in between.
Ooh.
But it's in that's this beautiful upscale rustic, but you know it's Kennebunkport, so it's, you know, it feels kind of laid back, and it's in this beautiful rustic barn with like bicycles hanging from the ceiling and just really cool.
When it comes to hospitality, Nicole finds all these
she does
all these things that like no one's heard. You're great with that.
Yeah.
One more time.
The White Barn Inn in Kennebunk.
All right.
Kennebunkport. I always forget the difference between the two. But.
So I gave her three recommendations, and a lot of people had chimed in Palana, which I consider to be an obvious one. And I said Palana as well. And then I said Daniela's in Danvers. And then I said Ipazi in Danvers. And I
talked about that a few times.
Is what I consider to be the most valuable of the ones that I gave her because I think it's the least known, but everybody should know about it. Ipazi, I think, is phenomenal. But then I went back and there was another one that I thought of. And I don't know if you consider it upscale, but I think maybe. I think the food is definitely upscale. Reno's in East Boston.
I don't remember us talking about that
one. Did you go there?
Yeah.
Yeah, me, you, and McCarthy, right?
Yeah. No, it was just us two. We went to get McCarthy's car.
Oh, with Connor.
Yes.
Right. Reno's in East Boston. It's been on the Phantom Gourmet. It's ridiculous. So there's mine. Oh, Jim.
This one's an easy one. Ann and I have been going to the Weatherbang Tavern in Hamilton for years. They have absolutely the best drinks on the North Shore, and the lobster scallop casserole is out of this world.
That sounds really good.
It's a very small place, and sometimes you have to wait to get in, but it's just been there for a million years. It's great food, great drinks, and it's a great bunch of people that hang out there.
Yeah.
It's a nice place. It's on Railroad Avenue in Hamilton.
Yeah, it's a great place. I haven't been there in about 8 or 9 years. Yeah. I used to go there in my former life. Paul.
But you took Boston out of the list, so. I would have said Trattoria Il Panino in the North End. If Cambridge is okay, the Harvest over in Harvard Square.
Anything on North Shore?
North Shore, fine dining. I mean, you sort of hang out.
Upscale, but not necessarily fine.
Well, okay, so I mean, it's upscale just because it's really unique would be Tartine in Beverly. It's Belgian. The basic thing is the little open-faced Belgian sandwiches, you know, tartine.
Avocado toast. Really good.
But amazing.
She's been to all
amazing salads, soups. They make the soups every day. They're all, you know, sort of a puree. nice wine list, good Belgian beer.
There you go.
And a very classy sort of place. Yeah.
Yeah. Where is it in Beverly?
Right on Cabot Street, right across from City Hall.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Yeah.
Since we got all these new places, you gotta go. Pat, you gotta finish up.
Well, we typically don't do upscale, especially off island, but maybe considered for us, it's a little on the upper upscale end of is the Berry Tavern.
That's in Danbury. Right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I would say that's more casual.
Yeah, no, we don't do upscale very.
They're
very
great.
Much.
I love the pizza at Berry Tavern.
Another one is Ledger in Salem.
Oh,
Ledger.
Yeah.
You so from.
No.
Yeah, you know you would like Ledger.
Have you ever done Kame for sushi in Beverly?
Yes. Yeah.
So
I
from
think
our
sushi, very good, but I feel like I've had better.
Mm-hmm. Some of our listeners.
Lovely.
When Madfish had the guy.
Right.
When Madfish had that guy, and he's doing the pop-up styles, that was the guy. Sang Lee. I think Sang Lee was the sushi guy at Madfish when Madfish was doing it. He was doing stuff that I didn't have, better than stuff that I had in Miami and New York.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Outrageous. And he was bringing in different types of fish and everything. Yeah, really good. Pat, why don't you go through the list of ones from our reader?
So Robert Annette Spank says the Trackside in Peabody. Wayne says the Hardcover Route 1.
Oh, wow.
Joanne Wood says the White Barn Inn is amazing. Michael Bertolino suggests the Rusty Can in Byfield. Brenda Grimes Davis, Daniela's. Meg, you're doing this to me.
Meg Montanino.
Thank you.
I didn't even have to know.
Yeah.
A lot of G's in Montanino, right? It's tricky. Yeah.
Nine Elm.
Haven't been there.
Mary Shula, the Blue Marlin in Essex. Joanne Wood says Five Corners in Marblehead. And your mom would like to give a shout out to Coveted Yarn. Ordered yarn and needles by phone. Monique was so helpful. Got free delivery. Highly recommend this yarn shop.
I saw them deliver them last night when I drove by her house.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was like 8:30.
That's a good tip.
What time was it? And I was like, why is there
that's a good tip.
Pat's front yard? I was worried.
I have to tell you, that's a tremendous. I loved it. I like that my mom just gave a shout out to a local business.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Sounds like they need a commercial.
Yeah, it's how they may. They may.
Sounds like they're doing well without one.
That was fantastic. Thanks, Bob. Thanks for chiming in.
Yeah.
You
now I'm starving.
You didn't tell me my mother was on.
Yeah, she's.
I did tell you.
You said it. You were in the room when she went through the roll call the first time. Remember?
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's right. That's all right. So
besides, we're just having a conversation over here. Your mom and I. Just on the side.
You know what happened last night? My favorite thing for. I don't like cake, traditional cake.
Mm-hmm.
Not a cake guy. Ragotha pie is my thing. Mm-hmm. That's my jam. For as far as if you're going to have a birthday cake, I want ragotha pie. I do. My favorite dessert is tiramisu. My favorite cake is ragotha pie.
In case anyone needs to know that later on this week.
My mother was exposed last night because she took credit for getting the ragotha pie. Actually, Felicia got it.
Oh,
yeah. Oops. So she was exposed. Yeah.
We also have from Lois Ann Whitmarsh Hamilton Dalmar in Beverly Farms and Joanne Wood
Dalmar.
Five Corners in Marblehead.
Yeah, I think that was a repeat.
Apparently we don't.
It might have been. I don't. Yeah, that
apparently
one might be.
We don't do the high end because the only place on all of this that I've been is the Blue Marlin.
They haven't reopened.
And they haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The number of these have not reopened.
Right.
What's the one in Ipswich on the line there, the boathouse? I don't think that's
okay. No, right. And I think there's,
yeah.
Oh, that's one.
You know what? Oh, let's talk about, Paul, let's talk about the what do we call it? Something Cove?
Stage Cove Regatta.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, so it's the end of sailing season. Everyone putting their boats away. Peter Bent's out there. Pulling boats in every day, but not to just mourn the end of sailing. A group of guys over in Annisquam have now launched a fleet of radio controlled lasers. The laser's a little one, just you know, the one. small boat. And these things are just amazing. It started with a couple of guys. Eki Pirbam was one of them. And then now it's like 10, and there's three more on order. And Santa is supposed to be bringing a whole bunch more.
Whoa.
And you buy this thing, and it's radio controlled. And like any boat, you know, you can buy the basic boat for a couple hundred bucks, but then you add three different sails, and you add this, and you can get a decal color for your hull, and you know, all that sort of stuff. And so now on Sunday afternoon in Sage Cove, if you're coming up the Annisquam River by Lobster Cove, the other side of the Annisquam Yacht Club is this little cove, and it's where back in the 1600s the first fishermen up here had their fish stages. Where they you know, put the fish out, dry the fish, and Stage Cove, and there's the remains of a little boatyard that one of the Babsons had way back then, back in the corner. But it's a perfect little place for racing these because it's out of the current of the river. And now every weekend, and they're doing that, and they're also racing them off the footbridge across Lobster Cove, and they are just cool. And I was watching them yesterday and thinking, this would be just the perfect way to get kids onto the water, because kids, it's all about toggling,
right?
You know, it's all about just
joysticks.
It's what you do. It's all joysticks. So one is the rudder, one's the sail, one's the sheet on the sail, and just imagine a whole bunch of kids moving from that, which they do instinctively, to there's a boat in the water. And,
I think that would be awesome to watch. I would love that.
From your opinion, do you think it's easier to judge the wind and everything else looking at it from like the Annisquam, the Lobster Cove bridge looking down?
Actually, so
do you think it's easier if you're actually on a real sailboat?
It's much easier if you're on a real sailboat, because actually one of the things these guys found one of the first weeks, they were on a float, and they were trying to, and they put out race marks, buoys,
yeah,
but the buoy is way over on the other end of the cove, and you're trying to see if your boat is by the buoy, but you can't. Your angle.
Because your angle.
Yeah. You know, so, but if you're standing up higher, you get a perspective of it. So yeah. And so somebody was thinking, gee, if we could get a little GoPro cam and put it on the boat where the skipper would sit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know, then you
that's
you,
easy. That's
a, yeah. I mean, that's
nowadays, that's
a,
easy.
Yeah. I don't know if your camera would pick this up, but
can I help him put that right up to.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Maybe a little closer.
Fill the frame.
There you go. Okay, then much closer. There you go. That looks good.
There you go.
That's a new iPhone 12 right there.
Yeah. That is a new iPhone 12 Pro, actually.
Yeah.
Got to upgrade the camera periodically. But it's so much fun watching these guys. And I've been a race committee guy, you know, out on the boat, sort of organizing races. And so someone said to me yesterday, are you going to get one of these? And I said, no, I'm going to get a little radio control lobster boat and put a race committee flag on it.
That's awesome. So do they have is there a motor on them too, in case there's no wind they can get the retrieval?
No. And that's so we have a chase boat. One of the guys is out in a whaler, you know, and what happens is, you know, like on the last Sunday when it was pretty windy, and the current was riding, and you know that current right there along that corner by Wingersheek is pretty,
it'll rip, yeah.
It really rips. So one of the boats got out into the edge of the current, and off he went.
Yeah.
No
wind is going to, they don't pick enough sail for the little boat.
Yeah.
So
but these things are amazing. I mean, they're you can buy literally four different sails for this little thing for different conditions. Mm-hmm. And everything.
So four different sails. Do they have different size boats also?
No. So these are a one design. So they're all the same size. Essentially, they're all the same boat.
Okay.
Then you can pimp it out with, you know, little
bits.
The idea is, and this is the crux of the problem I had with Toby Pett when he walked out on the podcast, was he was talking about the Olympics.
Mm.
And there was a guy from Gloucester that was somehow involved with the Olympic sailing team. And the question I had for him that I was trying to get to the bottom was, are all the boats the same, or is it a technology race where they're throwing money at these boats to get them the sleekest or the different design? Because that's what I was interested in. And like this.
Well, this is a one design.
You want.
Well,
like,
and
isn't it the same
as like NASCAR? They start with the same thing, but they do.
Right.
I don't know.
So
yeah. Well, yeah.
But the thing is, this is more of a sport of seamanship.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you're on the same platform.
The boats are all the same. And
that makes sense. Yeah.
And it's just fascinating because, you know, some really great sailors don't have the subtle hands on the joysticks. And these things really require subtle movement on the joysticks to.
That's much like the drone feedback where, you know, flying a real pilot.
Yeah.
So I fly airplanes, but I also have drones. And what you're talking about is the feedback that you don't get that you do get in a real airplane.
Exactly.
So if you get hit by the wind, the thing will do that. But all you're doing is watching on the monitor.
The tactile.
Yeah. Right. So there's no feedback in your controls.
But there's no monitor on these joysticks. So you're watching the boat. And so you are, and really you're reading the wind. I mean, just, you know, a sailor racing is reading where's the wind coming from, where are the ripples in the water.
So if the sail is full of air.
And so there's something on the boom. There's something called an outhaul. So you can pull your sail, the back of your sail back, and flatten it down. Mm-hmm. So if you had very, very strong wind, you'd want to do that. If you had very light wind, you'd move it forward. So you create more of a pocket to, you know, more pull power in the sail. Yeah. And so there's all those little. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so they're out there doing that.
That might be easier to keep an eye on the boat rather than to be looking.
Oh yeah,
I wish I had to kind of time to fuck around with remote control.
Well, you know, but I mean, really, so,
I know.
Joey, if
it
you
sounds
had,
like fun,
you can, instead again. Of coming up and watching the soccer match, you could just
put your
boat in the water right here, sail it around Cripple Cove.
Yeah.
So we've had. Sailor Stan chime in from the airport in Dallas.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Chris McCarthy. Right.
Are we bringing him on?
And, oh, I don't, he hasn't offered that. So
look and see if he's in there.
No, he's not.
Okay, he's not. Okay.
He said he
was gone. That's
right. Right. And he wanted, first of all, to know whether Connor showed up. Where was Connor? So we explained that.
The money line paid. So that's all he needed.
That's all he needed.
The plus 150. Anybody that bet on Connor made big money.
But he owes you for a carpet cleaning.
Well, he didn't see what happened.
No, he didn't see it. I told him, but he didn't see it.
He does know.
Yeah. Well, I believe he knows.
It was a. Wait till you see this one. Wait till you see the poop that your dog did he's not going to not believe it because he's witnessed it before.
Right. I told him that Bo took his morning constitutional on your carpet and Connor hustled him out of here.
Well, Connor had some, he used that for the excuse.
He also would like us to throw a question out. Here we go. What percentage of airline passengers poop on the plane, not including babies?
I'm going 2%.
I'm
saying
none.
Really low.
My personal experience.
Sometimes the coffee hits.
Sometimes.
2%.
Only if you have.
I'd say
you
kind
of, I'm up. I'm higher.
Yeah, no, yeah, I bet you are.
10.
I'd say
you're going 10?
Yeah.
Does that include me? Because I go like 3-4 times.
No, I'm saying the same thing.
On a plane?
Oh, God, yeah.
Joey.
Do you hover or do you?
I don't care. Plop right down.
Oh.
What a subject.
Oh, my God. That's what women do.
As quickly we were up here.
I do the toilet paper all over the, if I have to. I mean, and I try not to. I put the toilet paper all over the seat. And then I put the nest.
Oh my God!
Ball up the paper so when it lands, you don't get the blue splash back on your parts.
So Chris.
That in there?
Chris reports he's in the minority, which makes me think.
So yes. That means he let it fly.
So he and Bo have a lot in common this morning.
Yes. Good luck, Charlene.
Yeah. happy anniversary.
It's so romantic on his 30th anniversary. He lost all that weight so that he'd be, you know, ready to go.
What chapter in the book says drop it in the plane? Yeah. You know?
What is it silver, crystal? What is the what anniversary?
30. That's a good one. I don't know.
30.
Let me find out.
30 is whatever.
Let me find out.
It's blue crystal.
Ooh.
So there's that.
No, I say 10% because
that's what I
you get to the airport early and you're out there doing your, you know, you can go eat. They want you to do that. You're drinking and everything else. And all of a sudden they're saying, let's go. You got to get on the plane. What else are you going to do? So that's
every
why
plane
I'm saying
I've been on, it's been busy back there, you know, or up there, whichever way you go.
Wherever you sit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Literally.
But there's, I got to bring this up because it's pretty funny. It's related to that. On the way back from Hawaii, Ann and I just went, and we came back in March, and it was right in the middle of the COVID explosion after everybody's panicking. We got on the plane from Las Vegas to Boston, and there was 20 people on the plane. So we had four toilets and about 17
stretch out
stewardesses for, oh, I'm sorry, flight attendants.
Flight attendants.
Sorry. To our disposal. We literally, the plane was empty. And I have never, ever seen a plane empty like that before. And usually they're full, which feeds into my 10% thing.
So what percentage of the 20 people used the loo?
Did you count? Did you keep it
count? You didn't keep it count?
I was in there about four times.
Okay. So
him alone running up the...
Yeah. Yeah. So there goes the rate.
Pearl is the traditional 30th anniversary gift, and a more modern... Oh. A more modern one, the one I prefer, is Diamond for the 30th.
Do you have a list of the people that have shared it right now?
I do. We're up to 12.
We're up to 12. All right. I'm going to give them the 5-minute thing.
Okay.
For anybody that's watching right now, you have 5 minutes to put in, to share the podcast on Facebook and type in shared, and you'll be entered in with 3 prizes. So right now, they have a 25% chance to win. Which is insane. So
it's more than pooping on a plane.
Better than pooping on a plane.
A lot more exciting.
Way better than pooping on a plane.
How did we get on that?
Sailor Stan.
Yeah.
Is Chris still with us?
I believe so.
Okay. I had a question for him because he traveled this morning. I wanted to know how busy the terminal was.
Okay.
So if he could respond to that.
Yeah. My son has been traveling a lot lately, and he's been loving the nobody in the middle seat thing.
Yeah.
He said it's so, he goes, this is when to travel right now, if you can, because it's so much more comfortable.
Anyone would want a window seat anymore. I mean, you have to climb over
exactly.
Get out of there. Don't tell people.
And travel.
I love
you got to be careful.
Seats.
I'm an aisle guy.
Well, I was going to just, I know this is off subject, but.
Really?
So it's not about
recently an article in the Gloucester Times about a fishing vessel being towed in Coast Guard. My son was he's in the Coast Guard and he was the boat that rescued that vessel. So it was kind
Is he stationed in Boston?
He's stationed in Portland, Maine.
Portland. Oh,
yeah.
That's
and
right,
they
Portland
were out
boat.
There a ways. Yeah. So but they were the boat was from a Gloucester port, so he brought it back
over
here.
60 miles
right.
out.
They don't usually do towing anymore, do they?
Well, this was a disabled vessel that couldn't get anywhere. They had no choice.
They had them under
tow
for, 19 hours?
Yeah, they could only go 4 miles an hour because all the nets were still down and everything, and they had to.
So they lost all their power and couldn't pull the nets
Right. Chris, and my son is a boatswain's mate on the cutter Sittanag.
Cool. Pat, you had something to say?
Chris McCarthy reports that the airport was busier than he thought.
Oh, that's good news for the travel industry. Yeah, I'd like to hear that. Does everybody think? Oh, so you guys are in the school business?
Yeah.
Numbers, COVID numbers have been going up. What are your not going to hold you to anything. If your guess is, I'm going to have to. Well, you guys are under a different set of rules.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're.
But I mean, it's a question we wrestle with every day. It's keeping it. We can control what happens on school grounds, but we can't control what people bring.
Right.
And the schools are wrestling with the whole holiday thing.
Yeah.
But my elevator speech for Thatcher's home, 8th grade, in Rockport schools, and I'm not. Everyone's decision is their decision, but they just voted again this week to stay home until at least November 17th now, which again, is fine. It's a different set of circumstances, but I go back to the fact that Harbor Light, you know, opened at half capacity in June and is now open at full capacity with 62 staff and 204 students and, you know, all of those family members and you know, and it's possible. I mean, we're open and we are COVID free and we're doing it.
Yeah,
so,
we are today.
Yeah.
And I think what I would give a shout out to all the families because it only works if they all play by the rules. And so on, you know, every morning we get a number of phone calls or someone will call a school nurse and say, so somebody in the family is feeling, what do we do? And, you know, we talk it through and, you know, you stay home, do you, you know, and we've decided to err on the side of caution.
Sure.
And, you know, and people are stepping up and doing it.
I know
so
some
trends like this to answer your question, you know, we are in good shape, but I don't know, things are shutting down all around us. So
it's very interesting though. If you talk to, I talk with the Beverly Board of Health people because we're schools in Beverly, you know, and so you say, okay, so a town is in the red zone or the yellow zone, but you have to drill down in that because early on, a disproportionate number of those were nursing homes, senior communities, and, you know, the people who were more vulnerable, and that the rest of the town was fine.
Yeah.
You know, and now that's changed a bit, you know, and so you just have to keep looking at it.
Right.
I feel bad for the people who are struggling so badly with the homeschooling or the remote learning
or
however you want to say it. It's I know some families, of course, I'm not from this area, but families in New York State that are struggling horribly to their kids are just really in trouble.
So my son in California, his daughter is in high school, and she has a friend who's now living with them. She's on a dance team. This is a member of the dance team because the friend lived in a family where there was one computer for ex kids.
Right.
You know,
that's exactly.
And so my son and daughter-in-law said, well, come live with us. Have a bigger house now, you know, and so she was able to come, you know, but otherwise she'd be there competing with
right and you and then you have people who are also working
and the parents are working
and they have Zoom meetings and you have to schedule all
no
stuff.
It's
really hard
second choice.
It's really hard
and we're going to lose a whole year of schooling one way or another for all these kids.
Well, you guys don't go to high school.
No,
right,
we go through eighth grade.
Right. Like, so my daughter's, one of them's a sophomore, and one of them is going to be in high school next year. I'm just horrified. Like, how are they going to evaluate them for college? And how do they compete, you know?
It's
my daughter's,
a struggle.
Both
sure.
daughters are straight A's. And, like, but it doesn't, straight A's in the past couple of years, and now if they're not learning, and you have to, SATs, I mean, so much of that is really like high level, you know, geometry.
But a lot of the online learning actually is geared towards stuffing their heads with facts, which is what the SAT ends up being about. But it's all the other stuff. I mean, it's the hands-on. You know, I have a grandson who's a senior at the University of Vermont in environmental engineering, environmental studies. And so he's, as a senior, he should be out in the field all the time. Should be doing projects and working on things, and
hard to do a project remotely
I mean, if he's into college already,
I get what you're struggling with.
You know, my daughter was like working her ass off to hopefully get some kind of scholarships and stuff like that. Now, like,
well, but schools are going to have to figure that out
because
everyone's in the same boat and they want the kids, so they're going to have to figure it out.
The worst case scenario is kids who are not straight A students, who are maybe B students across the board, who had really great resumes with sports and community service activities,
who
can't do any of that. And now they only have their Bs to live on, you know, so your kids are in a good spot if they're straight A students because grades right now are all, you know, are all they can get. So.
Hey, we are up to 13 shares.
All right. We're going to pick it right now.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
So remember, when we pick the names, the first, second, and third, If you're picked first, respond with what you want and you will get it. If we get to the second person and they pick before you in the comments on Facebook, then they're gonna get it. All right. We have a Lose It water bottle, Lose It journal,
and Murder, Take Two from Carol Perry. Those are the things. So 1 to 13 are our numbers. I'm going to put it into my randomizer app here. The first shake always
Ralph last week
messes up.
The real thing on this phone.
So I'm going to do this doesn't count because I just want to make sure it works.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't, so this time it should work. Okay. All right. So, so you have the you have one, to,
have
13, one, to,
one
13.
To 13.
Okay, here we go.
11 Who's 11? Is Nina Tested.
Nina Testaverde from good, Cape Amber Gym.
Yeah.
All right, write her name down first. Now, yep. Nina, if you type in what you want first, and you have to pick it up within a week. If you don't pick it up within a week, it gets put into next week's prize package. So Nina Goodick is Nina Testaverde Goodick is number one. Now we're going to go for prize number two. See if she number five.
Five is Ed Collard.
Ed Collard. Ed Collard is I don't know if Ed's living around here. But Ed, if you type in what you want, you have to pick it up within a week. You right now, if Nina hasn't responded, so Ed could jump into the first spot with his pick. All right, and number three. Number 12.
Number 12 is Meg
Montanino.
That's it.
All right, Jared, Meg. Yep. Meg, if you're watching, neither of the other two have responded. You can have the first pick. And that's going to be it, I guess.
Yeah.
Right there.
Hello, Len. Right.
We're going to give it a couple seconds to see if any of them are with us and they respond. Oh, you know what? I think there's a 30-second delay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
There's a 30-second delay, so we may see those come in rapid.
Ed Collard, what does Pat want? I want to give it to her for her birthday. That's
Classy guy.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Ed just leaps out.
I'd like the book.
The journal.
Yeah. No, the book.
Oh, the book. All right. The book.
The book. Thank you, Ed.
There you go. That's so Ed Collard. Carol, thank you. Thank you, Carol.
And Meg says
the journal. That works out. Meg.
Yeah.
So Meg, you have to pick it up within a week. It's actually a really nice journal.
Very good. So that is the water bottle for Nina.
Nina gets the water bottle.
Yep.
Paul, you don't necessarily go in. You won't go into the Cape Ann Museum, right? No, you don't necessarily go there. Okay. You have to
know. Who can I give it to? Who does? I could get it to Oliver Barker.
It's up to you. No pressure. Otherwise, she may not get it.
I can get it to Oliver Barker.
All right, you're gonna get it. All right, so Nina, you're gonna get it. And next week we have a couple prizes. We won't disclose what they are yet. But thank you for joining us, everybody. Send in your self-stamped addressed envelope to get a Good Morning Gloucester die-cut sticker to 95 East Main Street, Gloucester, Massachusetts, and we have Jimmy, get in front of the camera.
Right, I will. Now. You're going to present the super fan with one of those sticks.
Oh, right, that's right. Where did it go? Oh, it's right underneath Pat's laptop here. I got to present this one here. It's going to our super fan of the week. Oh, there's a Paul Ryan O'Brien.
Thank you. I can't wait to get put it on
my. Very, very welcome.
You have one? No, I think I'm going to put mine on my.
Jimmy,
ready. Yeah,
right. Down and close. Right there. Right there. Perfect.
Mine on my window is good.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Public service announcement.
Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, absolutely no piping plovers were injured or hurt in the making of today's podcast.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you.